Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Okay, I'll just come out and say it. I officially have video conference fatigue. 5 or 6 weeks into the self-isolation or the shelter in place or whatever it's called where you are, and more of our work and even our personal meetings have gone to video conferencing, I'm finding it all a little bit exhausting. And I'm not actually the only one. There's been several articles written recently about quote-unquote Zoom fatigue, named after the popular video conferencing software that seemingly we're using for everything now. And that's one of the reasons why we do have this idea of Zoom fatigue, because we're using it for our work team meetings, we're using it for one-on-one video calls, and we're even using it for informal social gatherings, virtual happy hours, family meetings. You might even be watching things like graduations or religious services on video conference. We're sitting in front of our cameras so much now. And a second reason why we're all feeling a little bit fatigued, I think, is it's harder to video conference than it is to meet in person. We see our own image as well as the other images of the people in the conference. So that means we usually are critiquing ourselves and trying to make sure we look good. We're also opening up a part of our personal lives, our homes, to colleagues and friends and maybe people we're not absolutely certain we want to open up that kind of insight to into our home lives. And finally, you can't really get true eye contact, right, with someone you're video conferencing with. If you look at their face on the screen into their eyes, you're kind of not looking into your own camera, if you know what I mean. It's difficult to truly connect on video conference. And then add in the many, many hours of doing it, day after day after day, day and night. It's very, very tiring. But not all hope is lost. What are some of the ways we can alleviate so-called Zoom fatigue? Well, we can try limiting these video calls and conferences to those that are just truly necessary. And organizations should sometimes allow video cameras to be optional, or maybe not even used at all. They don't have to be on throughout the entirety of every meeting. And I'm also starting to think that we're having more meetings, more video meetings than ever before, because we feel like we have to, especially for organizations that we're used to everyone working in the same place. When we're all going into the office, we used to try, I think, to keep meetings to a minimum, only those meetings that were necessary. I feel like now in the Zoom era, we're having meetings all the time, even ones that aren't truly necessary. And finally, make sure you build some transition periods in between these meetings. If you're back-to-back all day long, Monday through Friday, on video meeting after video meeting, it's absolutely exhausting. Do what you can to keep a little bit of a distance between your personal life and your home life. Maybe even choose a different technology for your personal meetings with your friends and family than the one that your workplace uses. That could help as well. I'm not sure how much longer this shelter in place is going to go on, but I do feel like we're going to be stuck with video conferencing as our primary means of meeting for a while. It's going to be important that we make sure to keep our mental health, well-being, and our focus through these times. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.